in his house tonight. Matthew 24 is where I'd like to read some verses. Matthew 24. I have a lot of people from time to time in recent weeks that have been saying to me, what's happening? Where are we at as far as God's timing and God's schedule? Is the Lord coming soon? And I can easily answer that question by saying, absolutely, He is coming soon. And a lot of people that haven't really honestly considered that are now thinking about it. Wow, we must be in the last days, and the Lord is getting ready to come. Let's read about it here in Matthew 24, and we'll start reading in verse number 34. Verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. That's speaking of that generation that saw the establishment of Israel as a nation. And you can read the previous verses to see what the writer is talking about. That generation shall not pass away. That generation is in their late 70s now. Those that were born in 1944 are now what? Add it up for me, somebody. Their late 70s. That generation is quickly passing away. Quickly passing away. Amen. Praise God. This generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. What things? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour, no man knoweth, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. What's he talking about? He's talking about the day of the coming of the Lord and the end of this age. No man knows. The angels don't know. Only the Father knows. It's what the scripture says. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. What were they doing? Was it sinful things? Well, we know that they were doing a lot of things that displeased the Lord, but it just references normal things. Normal things. People were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were giving in marriage. That's pretty normal. It's pretty normal. It just simply means that people are just going on about, they were just going on about their regular, you know, activities of life. And then the flood came. Then the judgment fell. Knew not until the flood came, verse 39. It took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye ready. That's the call phrase for the time that we're living in right now. Be ye ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Be ye ready. Be in a state of readiness. Live in a state of readiness. Be watchful. It says, if the goodman of the house would have known the hour that the thief was going to come, then he would have watched. He would have been more careful to not make his home, his house, vulnerable to an attack. If he would have been more aware. Now, all the things that are happening in our world right now are shaking up this generation. They are shaking up this generation. And so we are to live with readiness. We are to be watchful, the scripture says. For the hour is coming, and the day is coming when the Lord is going to come, and we need to be ready for that day. Amen? We need to be ready for that day. Now, I just wanted to make a couple of statements about this because to stay ready does not mean that you ignore your day-to-day responsibilities. It doesn't mean that you neglect your day-to-day responsibilities. It certainly doesn't mean that readiness, being ready and watchful, that we just kind of step back, watch and wait. Remember when the fellow wrote the book about 88 reasons why that Jesus is coming in 1988? How many is old enough to remember that situation? I mean, that was quite a stir, wasn't it? A lot of people in churches were all shook up about that and passing that book out, and everybody's reading it. And you know, there were groups of people in across our country, maybe other countries, that were, they had watch parties. And this, when we were out in Oklahoma, this was back when we were pastoring out there, and they had parking lot parties on the night that they thought that this was all going to happen. And people were making light of it and making fun of it, and obviously it didn't happen in 1988, but a lot of people just got deeper and deeper into their unbelief, and that was the damage done by a book like that. But do you know we can stay ready, we can stay watching and watchful and still be busy working for the Lord. It's never the will of God that we just step back and say, well, the Lord's coming, so what's the use? We can't do anything about anything that's going on. The Lord's going to come, and it's going to be real soon, and so let's just charge all the charge cards up and have a big time. No. We need to stay ready, stay watchful. This is not a contradiction to say I'm ready for the Lord to come, but I'm busy about my day-to-day responsibilities. I'm especially busy about fulfilling the will of God and the plan of God, and I want to stay faithful to the Lord. Amen. So this is a time, I think, that we're dealing with some things in our world today. We're seeing things being shaken, and likely they're going to be shaken a lot more, and maybe even a lot sooner than we think. I don't know. There's so much information out there, and who knows what to believe about what's going to happen this week and the following week and the next month and what could happen. And there's so much speculation that's out there. And so there's no real answer except be ready. Just be ready and stay ready and be watchful and be busy doing what the Lord has called us to do for this time. I mean, Jesus described these last days as perilous times, dangerous times, and I believe that they are. They are dangerous times, and we need to look at these days seriously and understand that we're just inching so very close to the soon coming of the Lord, and this is a reality. Amen. I grew up with preachers and pastors that preached it so fervently that, man, we thought this could happen tomorrow. I mean, they would preach on the rapture and the coming of the Lord that I was convinced that it was going to happen, I mean, real soon. That was then, this is now, and now we're talking about it, and we see all these things that are happening in our world that let us know that it truly could be real soon. Very, very soon. So all of you young folks here tonight, you may be thinking about, you know, next month and next year and what I'm going to do and all I'm going to accomplish, and there's nothing wrong with staying busy doing the things that you're called to do, but you better make being ready for the coming of the Lord the priority of your life. Amen. You better put that as the priority of your life and live your life ready for Jesus to come. Amen. Ready for the Lord to come. You know, I have never wanted to be late. I don't like to be late for church. I don't like to be late for anything. It's matter of fact, I would just almost soon not even go as to go late. And I remember it came to my mind this afternoon that for some reason, Brother Huff and I were traveling somewhere together, and we drove to Lexington, and we realized about halfway there that we were pushing it on the flight. And so Brother Huff, I guess he asked help from his guardian angels, because we started driving really fast to get to the Lexington airport. And we got there, and he said, "You run." This was before all the 9/11 stuff happened. And so he said, "You run in and take care of the bags, and then I'll park the car, and then I'll meet you at the gate." That's what he said. And it worked out. Didn't have all that big security stuff that you have to go through now. And we met at the gate, and we got there. The lady said, "I'm sorry, sir, but the door is shut." And Brother Huff then said, "Whoa, the plane's still sitting out there. You can open up the door and let us go. We're going somewhere. It's really important that we get there on time." And I mean, you know, he could be pretty persuasive. He was really persuasive that day. But that lady said, "I'm sorry. I cannot open the door and let you on that plane. Our policy is you're too late." Wow, that's a bad feeling. That was a bad feeling, especially we had to spend 3 or 4 hours killing time around Lexington waiting on the next flight to come. And I think one of us was supposed to preach that night wherever we were going. And we missed the flight. It was a bad, bad feeling. And to think that the Lord would come and you would not be ready, that you would not be watching. I just feel an urgency to talk to you young people about this, because we have the tendency to think, oh, things are going to go on like they have. Things are not going to change. But folks, things are changing. Things are happening in our world like we haven't seen before. And I just want to encourage you, young and old, make sure that you're ready to meet the Lord. Make sure you're ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Make sure that you are ready. Amen. Tell you, if I have to go somewhere and I know that I'm on a particular schedule, I don't rest good that night. If I've got a flight to catch, I don't rest good. I usually end up at the airport an hour or so early, sitting there waiting on the plane. But I would rather do that than to be running in and them say, "Sorry, the door's shut. You're too late. You're too late." I'd rather be early. And I think, you know, what a wonderful privilege we have. Young folks, what a blessed privilege we have that we can enter into the presence of God. We can pray and call upon the Lord and know that He's merciful, know that He'll forgive you. And the thing that qualifies you to be ready for the coming of the Lord is that you are a child of God. You have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You are saved, born again of the Spirit. That qualifies you to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Now, His coming is going to be quick. It's going to be sudden. It's going to be in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And so when He does come, then there will not be the opportunity after He comes. It's going to happen that quick. And after He comes, if you are not ready, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. And there's a lot that can be said about that. But really, my emphasis tonight is get ready, stay ready, be watchful, and don't allow anything to distract you from your focus upon the soon coming of the Lord. Amen. Take a look around at all the signs and all the things that are happening in our world right now. And I don't think that there's anyone here that could argue with me. We are in the last days. We are in the last moments of time. And surely the Lord is coming soon. But what do? Our tendency is to say, well, all things are just going to continue as they have. Things, the Bible says, warns about those that would be mockers, that would make fun of the reality of the coming of the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3, knowing this verse, there shall come in the last days scoffers. A scoffer is someone who makes light of things that are holy. That's a scoffer. There shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. That's the mindset of some. That's the mindset of some Christians, some folks in the church. All things are just going to go on. They're just going to go on. It doesn't matter who the president is. It don't matter what's happening in our world. It doesn't matter. Things are just going to go on as they have. Not so. Not so. The Lord is coming soon. And all these things that are happening right now are to awaken us and to stir us and to help us to see the seriousness of the hour that we are that we are living in. Amen. All things will continue as they have from the beginning of creation. Not so. Not so. There's going to come an end to this thing. There's going to come an end to this age. And we need to be ready for it. Amen. Prepared for the coming of the Lord. Now, does that mean we stop, that we don't work, that we don't keep up with our normal activities? Sure. You take care of your needs. You take care of your family. You do what God has called you to do. But you make it a priority to serve God with your whole heart. Because you know that the Lord is coming soon. Amen. John chapter 9 and verses 4 and 5. These are the words of Jesus. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. What is the message of that? Jesus said, surely, the night is here. And the day is spent. The night is here. We're on the very precipice of the coming of the Lord. But what are we to do? The night's coming when nobody can work. There's an end of this opportunity that we have. To reach people, to pray for people, to be used of God, to minister to people in their lost condition. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. That's the call that you and I have. As long as we're here, until the church is taken out of this place, as long as we are in the world, then we're to be light, and we're to be salt, and we're to be influencers. We're to be promoting the gospel of Jesus everywhere we are in every possible way that we can. Until he comes, stay busy for the Lord. Stay ready, but stay busy doing what the Lord has called you to do. Luke 19 tells about the 10 servants that were delivered 10 pounds. And the master said, occupy. Here, I'm going to give this to you. Occupy until I come. They were to take what they were given, they were to use it. Actually, the word there, occupy, in the Greek literally means to invest. Invest it. Occupy until I come. Use what I've given you to glorify God, to build the kingdom of God, to advance the kingdom of God. Don't bury it. Don't hide it. Get busy. Use it. Invest it in the kingdom of God. Amen. A lot of folks have been asking about, what do you think? You think there's going to be a last day revival? We've been preaching that for quite a while now. I do believe that just before the Lord returns, that there's going to be this move of the Spirit, this wonderful ushering in people into the kingdom of God, many people coming into the kingdom of God. Then the end is going to come. That there's going to be a last day harvest of souls brought into the kingdom. How long is that going to last? I don't know. It might be just a week. It might be just a few weeks. But just a short amount of time when God is working across this land by His Spirit, and He is drawing men to Him. People are right now searching. There are more people reading the Bible, more people looking to God, and I pray more people that will be coming into the house of God, seeking after God and looking for answers and coming to the Lord and getting their heart ready to meet Jesus and are ready. What are we to be doing? Investing, occupying until He comes, busy for the Lord, using what little time that we have left. We need to use it to build the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've also heard people say, you know, I'm okay with it. I'm ready to go to heaven. That sounds pretty good to me. And that's true, I think, of most Christians. That we look at this old world and how dark and troubled that this world is, and we just think, I'd like to escape this place and go and be with the Lord. You know, the Apostle Paul had the same conflict in his own spirit. He had the same conflict. Philippians 1 and 23, he said, "For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart." He said, "I'm ready. Let's get out of here." A desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Amen. So we don't fear the coming of the Lord. We don't fear the end of our life and the ushering into the presence of God. We don't fear that. We know that the Bible says it's far better than the life we have here in this world. Amen. It's far better. Nevertheless, this is verse 24, Philippians 1 and 24. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Paul recognized it wasn't time yet. He still had a work to do. Still had a ministry to fulfill. And so in the remaining time and days that he had, he was busy working for God. He was busy writing those prison letters. He was busy doing whatever he could do to advance the kingdom of God, because he recognized his time wasn't yet. But his heart was already there. He was ready to go to heaven. He was ready to be with the Lord and be in the presence of the Lord. What do you think about that? How do you feel about it? Are you ready to be with the Lord? Amen. Will you just like to slip out of this world and go to heaven? Amen. I've heard people say, "Oh, I don't want to. I would never want to die in my sleep." I don't know, man. Just think about that. You go to bed, lay down, go to sleep, and you wake up in heaven. Amen. That don't sound too bad to me. Actually, no matter how that it happens, if it's by way of the grave or by way of the rapture of the church, we need to be ready. That's the call phrase of the hour right now. Be ready, stay ready, but don't let that hinder you from fulfilling the calling and the purpose that God has given to you. Occupy, stay busy. Do the work of the Lord. Do what He's called you to do. Be the witness. Be the influencer in your family. Let God use you to point people to Jesus. And don't allow anything to distract you from that, but make sure you keep the focus. Amen. The early church, their greeting, like we greet one another, like, you know, praise the Lord. Good to see you, brother. Good to see you, sister. God bless you. But their greeting was always, "Maranatha, Maranatha." Amen. The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. That was their greeting. That was what was on their mind. That was on their mind. They were thinking about the soon return of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what we look for. We look for that glorious, glorious day. Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Amen. Are you like me? Do you have family, loved ones that are not ready? But we need to be busy, don't we? We need to come to these prayer meetings and pray for our lost family. We need to pray, yes, for our nation and for the lost people of this nation. As we mentioned this morning, a lot of people that they have had a little seed of truth and put in their heart. And what they need is the Spirit of God to awaken that in them. Amen. As we pray for revival, as we pray for spiritual awakening, we're doing it with an urgency. The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. Be ready. Be watching. And live in expectancy of the soon coming of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a blessed hope that we have, folks, that the Lord is coming soon. Can we just praise Him tonight? Thank you, Lord, for that wonderful hope that we have. Lord, we don't live in fear. We don't live in doubt. Lord, we look to You with confidence. We don't know what the days and weeks ahead hold for us in this nation. We just know, Lord, that Your soon coming is so near. Oh, Lord, help us to live every day with readiness and preparedness in our hearts. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to God, glory be to God. Help us to be ready, because we don't know in what hour that it's going to happen. We just know it's going to happen soon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.